The government's looking to grow the plant-based meat market, investing more than $1 million in a sustainable food company. The loans from the $200 million Regional Strategic Partnership Fund that aims to build sustainable, inclusive and productive regional economies. The Kapiti-based sustainable foods brand, Plant, markets fake meats like veggie-based mince, sausages and chicken nuggets. The Minister for Economic and Regional Development is one of four ministers who signed off on the deal. Stuart Nash says it's not an admission that we're relying too heavily on unsustainable agriculture.
What it is, an admission, is that we do some things very, very well in this country, and one of them is produced protein. And Damien O'Connell would be very remiss if I didn't say that, you know, we have some of the best farmers, if not the best farmers in the world, and they produce protein from meat exceptionally well. But the world is changing, the world is moving, their tastes are being refined, and also as the cost of meat increases, people are looking for cheaper protein alternatives, and this is an alternative. So this isn't going to replace meat, and we're certainly not going to see a whole lot of our dairy farms or sheep and beef farms planted in vegetables that are going to make vegetable-based protein. But what it is recognising where global trends are going and making sure that we're riding that wave and we're part of it.
So sustainability is one of the criteria for giving loans under this scheme, right? Mm. So is it more sustainable to produce a slab of fake chicken than it is to produce real chicken?
Well, we do know that, let's look at the facts. Agriculture is a big emitter in this country. But what I'm not prepared to do is to say that we are going to replace one form of protein with another form of protein, i.e. this is a different market, different demographic, and it's really innovative. So, you know, we will always need our farmers producing high-quality meat protein. This is just a different part of that whole equation.
Understand that, but given the criteria sustainability, as a comparison, do you know whether it's more sustainable to make this plant-based meat than it is to produce a steak or a chicken or a comparable meat product?
Well, it is from a methane perspective of that, there's no doubt. But what I will say is that I wouldn't call it fake meat in any way, shape or form. I mean, it does taste a lot like meat, and for some it does. It is a meat replacement, but for a whole lot of people it is because of lifestyle. You know, they're not, or they may be vegans or vegetarians, therefore they don't want to eat meat. This isn't a replacement. This is just another product that they can have in their diet. So please don't think that what we are doing is taking those juicy steaks away from the plates of Kiwis or overseas consumers and replacing it with this. It's a different market segment.
So would you like more New Zealanders to eat plant-based meat alternatives?
Oh, if that's what they'd like to do, I absolutely support this. I mean, this is this could be a world-leading industry for us. I think the figure is something like the global market for plant-based protein will be $80 billion by 2030. So it is growing at a great rate of knots. We have the global brand that talks about food integrity, food safety, food innovation. So I think this company is perfectly positioned to take advantage of the changing demographics and the changing dietary requirements of a huge segment of the global population.
Yeah, and that suggests that, well, you might want more people to move to it. You've invested $1.25 million in this company, which means you'd like it to be successful, and success means expansion and more people buying it. So back to my original question, would you like more New Zealanders to eat plant-based meat alternatives?
I'm not going to tell people what they should eat. But what I will say is there are two distinct segments here. I mean, the global population is expected to grow by 2 billion in the next sort of 5 to 10 years. So again, we're not finding it out here. So the people who are going to eat plant-based protein are probably not the sort of people who are going to eat a big piece of juicy steak or a chicken breast or even a fish fillet. They may be. But it is a different market segment. I'm not a vegetarian, but I don't eat meat that often. And I understand the value proposition around plant-based protein from a health and wellbeing perspective. There's no doubt about that. And I understand the value proposition from a sustainability perspective. But I also understand the value proposition of sheep and beef, certainly in terms of our overseas markets. And also keep in mind that a lot of our export cuts are aimed at the ultra-premium end of the market. This is aimed at a slightly different end of the market.
So So, what products did you get to chow down on? Which ones did you like?
I liked them all, actually. I started with a wrap, which, you know, it looked like chicken. It wasn't chicken. Like I say, it's not a chicken alternative. It's just plant-based protein. I had some, I had a hamburger, and that was very, very nice. I mean, the food's divine. The thing is, Lisa, is these guys know you can't produce healthy food if it tastes like cardboard because no one's going to eat it. So they have spent a whole lot of time ensuring that not only is this healthy and sustainable, but that it actually tastes good. And believe me, this stuff tastes fantastic.
Minister, do you reckon that you can grow bigger biceps with plant-based meat?
You absolutely can. In fact, Dorian Yates, who used to be Mr. Olympia a number of times, I think he's vegetarian. And believe it or not, I actually think, I believe that Arnold Schwarzenegger is a vegetarian. There you go.
And that was Minister Stuart Nash there.